Here let me rest, and snatch myself, while I am yet able, from the fascination of egotism. A monster who has more votaries than ever did homage to the most popular deity of antiquity, and whose singular quality is that while he excites a blind and involuntary adoration in almost every individual, his influence is universally disallowed, his power universally contemned, and his worship, even by his followers, never mentioned but with abhorrence. In addressing you jointly, I mean but to mark the generous sentiments by which liberal criticism, to the utter annihilation of envy, jealousy, and all selfish views, ought to be distinguished. I have the honour to be, gentlemen, your most obedient, humble servant. Preface. In the Republic of Letters, there is no member of such inferior rank, or who is so much disdained by his brethren of the quill, as the humble novelist. Nor is his fate less hard in the world at large, since among the whole class of writers, perhaps not one can be named of whom the votaries are more numerous but less respectable. Yet while in the annals of those few of our predecessors, to whom this species of writing is indebted for being saved from contempt,